This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. When the U.S. House votes on the debt ceiling, at least a couple of members of Colorado's delegation will vote no. Republicans Ken Buck and Lauren Boebert don't like the bill. Boebert says it doesn't meet the requirements of conservative lawmakers.
A compromise is increasing the debt ceiling with a number, not unlimited, and having substantial cuts and policy reform. We don't have that in here.
Colorado Republican Doug Lamborn's office says he's still deciding. Democrat Joe Neguse said the debt ceiling deal isn't perfect, but that it avoids a default and protects programs that benefit a lot of Americans. The State Board of Education has named a sole finalist to become Colorado's new Commissioner of Education. CPR's Jenny Brundine has more.
The nine-member board unanimously chose Susana Cordova, the former superintendent of Denver Public Schools. Cordova left DPS in 2020 for a job with Dallas Public Schools. The commissioner oversees accountability for Colorado's 178 districts, teachers' licenses, and state grants. Cordova has been a classroom teacher, a principal, and has held numerous academic positions. The board must wait 2 weeks before taking a final vote. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
The Denver Nuggets are one day away from their first ever appearance in the NBA Finals. CPR's Vic Vella.
Denver's opponent, the Miami Heat, arrived in the Mile High City just hours after winning the Eastern Conference Finals Monday night. They played a tough seven-game series with the Boston Celtics. Miami's an underdog that'll be playing at altitude on little rest when they take on the Nuggets at Denver's Ball Arena. But don't tell Nuggets head coach Michael Malone that this is going to be easy.
This is going to be the biggest challenge of our lives. It's the NBA Finals. You're trying to win the first NBA championship in franchise history. It's going to be the hardest thing that we've ever done, which is the way it should be.
The Nuggets are favored to win the finals, something the Heat have done three times since 2006. I'm Vic Vella, CPR News.
And there's more Colorado news at CPR.org.